Everybody, shh. Central Perk is proud to present the music of Miss Phoebe Buffay. Hi. I want to start with a song that's about that moment when you suddenly realize what life is really all about. Okay, here we go. Okay, thank you very much.
What? Oh, great. This is just...
Manhattan, parts of Brooklyn and Queens, and they have no idea when it's coming back on.
Wow. Yeah. Guys, this is big.
Pants and a sweater. Why, Mom? Who am I going to meet in a blackout? Power company guys? Eligible looters? Can we talk about this later? Okay.
Can I borrow the phone? I want to call my apartment and check on my grandma. Wait, what's my number? I never call me.
Oh, my God. It's her. It's that Victoria's Secret model. Something Goodacre.
Hi, Mom. It's Jill.
She's right. It's Jill. Jill Goodacre. Oh, my God. I am trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre. Is it a vestibule? Maybe it's an ATM. Oh, yeah. That is the part to focus on, you idiot.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just stuck at the bank. At an ATM vestibule.
Jill says vestibule. I'm going with vestibule.
I'm fine. No, I'm not alone. I don't know. Some guy?
Oh, some guy. Some guy. Hey, Jill, I saw you with some guy last night. Yes, he was some guy.
And officiating at tonight's blackout is Rabbi Tribbiani.
Well, Chandler's old roommate was Jewish, and these are the only candles we have, so... Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Ooh, look, ugly naked guy lit a bunch of candles.
All right. It's been 14 and a half minutes and you still have not said one word. Oh, God. Do something. Just make contact. Smile. There you go. You're definitely scaring her.
Would you like to call somebody?
Yeah. About 300 guys I went to high school with. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
It's Chandler. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
What?
I'm trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
I have no idea what you just said.
Put Joey on the phone.
What's up, man?
Oh, my God. He's trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
Chandler, listen.
Yeah, like that thought never entered my mind.
Okay, somebody.
All right,
I'll go. Okay. Senior year of college on a pool table.
Ooh, that's my sister. Okay. My weirdest place would have to be the women's room on the second floor of the New York City Public Library.
Oh, my God. What were you doing in a library?
And Phoebs, what about you?
Milwaukee.
Ross?
Disneyland. 1989, it's a small world after all.
No way.
Yeah, the ride broke down, so Carol and I went behind a couple of those mechanical Dutch children. Then they fixed the ride, and we were asked never to return to the Magic Kingdom.
Ooh, Rachel. Oh, come on, I already went.
No, you did not go.
Come on.
All right, the weirdest place would have to be... the foot of the bed.
Step back.
We have a winner.
I just never had a relationship with that kind of passion, you know, where you have to have somebody right there in the middle of a theme park.
Well, it was the only thing to do there that didn't have a line.
Well, see, I mean, Barry wouldn't even kiss me on a miniature golf course.
Come on.
No. He said we were holding up the people behind us.
And you didn't marry him because...
I mean, do you think there are people that go through life never having that kind of...
Probably.
Really?
But, you know, I'll tell you something. Passion is way overrated.
Yeah, right.
It is. Eventually, it kind of burns out. But... hopefully what you're left with is trust and security and, in the case of my ex-wife, lesbianism. So, you know, for all those people who miss out on that passion thing, there's all that other good stuff.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to be you.
You don't?
See, I see big passion in your future.
Really? You do?
I do.
Oh, Ross, you're so great.
It's never gonna happen.
What?
You and Rachel.
Why not?
Because you waited too long to make your move, and now you're in the friend zone.
No. I'm not in the zone.
Oh, Ross, you're mayor of the zone.
Look, I'm taking my time, all right? I'm laying the groundwork. Yeah, I mean, every day I get just a little bit closer to...
priesthood! Ross, I'm telling you, she has no idea what you're thinking. And if you don't ask her out soon, you're going to end up stuck in the zone forever.
I will. I'm waiting for the right moment. What? What, now?
Yeah. What's messing you up? The wine, the candles, the moonlight? Huh? You just got to go up to her and you got to say, look, Rachel, I think...
We're shushing. Because we're trying to hear something.
What?
Don't you hear that?
Ah.
See?
Do you like some gum?
Oh, is it sugarless?
Sorry, it's not.
Oh, then no thanks. What the hell was that? Medical note, if Jill Goodacre offers you gum, you take it. If she offers you mangled animal carcass, you take it.
New York City has no power, and the milk is getting sour. But to me, it is not scary, 'cause I stay away from dairy. La 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 la.
Okay, here goes.
You gonna do it?
I'm gonna do it.
You want me to help?
You come out there, you're a dead man.
Good luck, man.
Thanks. Okay, 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 okay.
Hey, where are you going?
Outside?
No, no, you can't go out there.
Why not?
Because of, the reason.
And that would be?
I can't tell you.
Joey, what's going on?
Okay, listen. You gotta promise you'll never, ever tell Ross that I told you.
About what?
He's planning your birthday party.
Oh, my God, I love him!
And you better act surprised.
About what?
My surprise party.
What surprise party?
Oh, stop it. Joey already told me.
Well, he didn't tell me.
Hey, don't look at me. This is Ross's thing.
This is so typical. I'm always the last one to know everything.
Oh, you are not. We tell you stuff.
Uh-huh. I was the last one to know when Chandler got bit by the peacock at the zoo. I was the last to know when you had a crush on Joey when he was moving in.
What?
Oh, looks like I was second to last.
So nice.
Hey, I have a question. Well, actually, not so much a question as more of a general wondering.
Okay.
Okay. Here goes. Well, for a while now, I've been wanting to, Yes. That's right. What?
Top of the world looking down on creation and me.
All right, this is just vaccine. It won't hurt.
Ow.
Ow.
Sorry, that was whacked.
Poor little Tootie is scared to death. We should find his owner.
Oh, we just put the poor little Tootie out in the hall.
During a blackout? She'll get trampled.
Yeah.
You know, on second thought, gum would be perfection. Gum would be perfection? Gum would be perfection. Could have said gum would be nice. Could have said I'll have a stick. But no, 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 no. For me, gum is perfection. I loathe myself.
Oh, no, the melons. They hate all living things, right?
Oh.
Hi. We just found this cat, and we're looking for the owner.
Yeah, it's mine.
He seems to hate you. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's my cat. Give me my cat.
Now, wait a minute. What's his name?
Bob Buttons.
Bob Buttons?
Uh-huh. Bob Buttons. Hey, Bob Buttons.
You are a very bad man.
You owe me a cat.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Where'd you go, little kitty, kitty, kitty? Kitty, kitty, kitty. Come here, kitty, 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 kitty. Hi.
Wanna see her?
Come on, lucky sixes.
Everybody, this is Paolo. Paolo, I want you to meet my friends. This is Monica.
Hi.
And Joey.
Hi.
And Ross.
Hi.
Ragazzi, sono appena arrivato, vivo al piano di sotto, quindi ci vedremo molto spesso.
He doesn't speak much English.
Monopoly!
Look at that!
So, where did Paolo come from?
Italy, I think.
No, I mean tonight, in the building, suddenly into our lives.
Well, the cat turned out to be Paolo's cat. Isn't that funny?
That is funny, and Rachel keeps touching him.
And I couldn't find the kitty anywhere.
Oh, I found him. It was Paolo's cat.
Ah, well, there you go. Last to know again. And I'm guessing, since nobody told me, this is Paolo.
Oh, Paolo. This is Phoebe.
Hi.
Phoebe, anche tu bellissima. Se siete tutte così belle, mi trasferisco proprio qui.
You betcha.
All right, okay. What next? Blow a bubble. A bubble's good. It's got a boyish charm. It's impish. Here we go. Nice going, imp. Okay, it's okay. All I need to do is reach over and put it back in my mouth. Good save. We're back on track, and I'm chewing someone else's gum. This is not my gum. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And now you're choking.
Are you all right?
Oh, my God, you're choking.
Better?
Yes. Thank you. That was...
Perfection.
Guarda la luna, guarda le stelle, guarda tutte le cose belle.
Hey, what did he say that was so funny?
I have absolutely no idea.
That's classic.
Oh, my God, you guys, what am I doing? What am I doing? This is so on me.
If you want, I'll do it.
I know. I just want to bite his bottom lip. But I won't. God, the first time he smiled at me, those 3 seconds were more exciting than 3 weeks in Bermuda with Barry.
Now, did you rent mopeds? Because I've heard... Oh, it's not about that right now. Okay.
God, you know, I know it's totally superficial and we have nothing in common and we don't even speak the same language, but God.
Paolo, hi.
Ross.
Listen, something you should know. Rachel and I are... We're kind of a thing.
Thing?
Thing, yes, thing.
You at the sex?
No. No. Technically the sex is not being had, but that's... See, but that's not the point. See, the point is that, Rachel and I should be, Rachel and I should be together, you know, and if you get in the,
In bed?
No. No, not where I was going. If you get in the way of us becoming a thing, then, I would be, very sad.
Oh.
So do you, ceviche?
See.
See? So you do know a little English.
Poglito.
Yeah. Do you know the word crap weasel? No? That's funny, because you are a huge crap weasel.
Chandler, we've been here for an hour doing this. Now watch, it's easy.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, now try it. No, you gotta whip it.
Oh, look, 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 look. The last candle's about to burn out. 10, 9, 8, 7, minus 46, minus 47, 8.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Kind of spooky without any lights.
Mwah!
Okay, guys, I have the definitive one.
Oh.
Ross, this probably isn't the best time to bring it up, but you have to throw a party for Monica.
Fun.
Yes. Thanks for letting me use your phone and for saving my life.
Well, goodbye, Chandler. I had a great blackout. See ya.
I'm account number 7143457, and I don't know if you got any of that, but I would really like a copy of the tape.